Chapter 7. Brainwashing. Brainwashing is one of the primary factors behind why we start using pornography. To fully understand this brainwashing, we first must examine the powerful effects of porn being a supernormal stimulus. Our brains simply are not prepared for internet pornography, which allows us to quickly simulate intimacy with more potential mates in 15 minutes than our ancestors had in several lifetimes. There's been much misguided advice in the past, one such being that masturbation leads to blindness. This, along with other scare tactics, clearly didn't work. Misconceptions such as these were overthrown by science. But the baby has been thrown out with the bathwater. From our earliest years, our subconscious minds are bombarded with sexual messages and imagery. Magazines, online ads, and TV commercials are loaded with innuendo. Most pop music videos are extremely suggestive. But don't despair, make it a game to identify what components they're using. Is it shock value, novelty, color, size, taboo, etc.? Such a game can even be taught to preteens to educate them. When you are aware of the message's intent, you aren't vulnerable to its persuasions. At its core, the message is, "The most precious thing on this earth, my last thought and action, will be orgasm." Is this exaggeration? Watch any TV or movie plot and you'll see the mix-up of the amative, touch, smell, voice, and the propagative, orgasmic, parts of sex. The impact of this doesn't register on our conscious, but the subconscious has time to absorb it. Scientific reasoning. There is plenty of content available on the dangers of porn. Porn-induced erectile dysfunction, loss of motivation, preferring porn to real girls, etc. Communities like Your Brain on Porn and various internet subcultures do a good job of socializing these dangers, but these movements don't actually stop people from using porn. Logically speaking, they should, but the simple fact is they don't. Even the health risks listed from peer-reviewed studies on the Your Brain on Porn website aren't enough to stop an adolescent from starting to use porn. Ironically, the most powerful force in this confusion is the user themselves. It's a fallacy that porn users are weak-willed or physically weak people. You have to be strong in order to cope with an addiction after you know it exists. It's saddening to note that porn users who are coping with their addiction often identify themselves as unsuccessful losers and insufferable introverts. It's likely that they would be more successful if they stopped putting themselves down for seeking self-pleasure. No one who innocently sought out their first porn session expected to find a lifelong addiction. The willpower method. Porn users trying to quit using the willpower method blame their own lack of willpower and ruin their peace and happiness. It's one thing to fail in self-discipline and another to hate yourself. After all, there's no law that requires you to be always ready to have sex, to be properly aroused and able to always satisfy your partner. We're working on addiction, not habit, and at no point do you argue with yourself to stop a habit like golfing. But to do the same with porn addiction is normalized. Why? Constant exposure to a supernormal stimulus like porn rewires your brain. Building a resistance to this brainwashing is critical. It's like buying a car from a second-hand car dealer. Nod politely, but don't believe a single word spoken. Don't believe that you must have as much sex as you can, with every real-life sexual encounter being like the performances you watch online. You don't need to use porn in the absence of real sex to prove you're not a prude. Don't play the safe porn game either. This is how your addicted brain tries to rationalize your addiction. Is amateur porn certified by some kind of authority? Porn sites gather data from porn users and use it to market to them. Porn is a business. If porn providers get more clicks in certain categories, they'll focus on it and get more content out. Don't be fooled by realistic porn or amateur genres as if they aren't as harmful as the extreme stuff. Start asking yourself, why am I doing it? Do I really need this? Most porn users promise themselves that they will only watch static and soft porn content, and therefore they are fine. But they are straining at the leash and fighting with their willpower. Willpower is like a muscle. If exerted for too long and too often, it will begin to fail. Once willpower is weakened from struggling to resist cravings for porn, other life projects begin failing as well. Willpower is of great value for self-improvement projects like becoming physically fit, dieting, learning a new language, etc. Continuous failures in these other areas can make any person feel miserable and guilty. For a porn user, these failures will send them right back into a pornography binge. Once you become addicted to internet porn, the brainwashing is in full force. Your subconscious mind now fully believes that your cravings for porn must be satisfied, blocking everything else from your mind. It's fear that keeps people from quitting. Fear of that empty, insecure feeling they get when they stop the steady supply of dopamine. Just because you aren't aware of it doesn't mean it isn't there. You don't need to understand it any more than a cat needs to understand how the solar system works. The cat just knows that if it sits in a certain spot, it feels warm. Passivity. Our passive minds and our dependence on authority strengthens the effectiveness of our brainwashing and is one of the main reasons why it's difficult to quit porn. Our upbringing in society, reinforced by the brainwashing of our own addiction, and the most influential people in our lives, our friends, relatives, and colleagues. The phrase "giving up porn" reflects this brainwashing because it implies genuine sacrifice. The beautiful truth is there's nothing to give up. On the contrary, you'll be freeing yourself from a terrible disease and achieving marvelous positive gains. We'll begin to reverse this brainwashing right now, starting with no longer saying we're giving up porn, but saying we're quitting and, more accurately, escaping. One of the main reasons we first use porn is because other people are doing it, and we think we're missing out. With every porn session, we reassure ourselves that there must be something in it, otherwise people wouldn't be doing it and the porn industry wouldn't be so huge. Even when they manage to quit, the ex-porn user feels like they're being deprived when they hear about a sexy entertainer, singer, or porn star. They must be good if all my friends talk about them, right? Do they have free pictures online? They feel safe, they'll just have one peek tonight and before they know it, they're hooked again. The brainwashing is powerful and you need to be aware of its effects. Technology continues to grow and the future will bring more ways to access porn. The porn industry is investing millions in virtual reality. If we're unprepared to handle it, we'll be at the mercy of whatever the porn industry comes up with next to keep their customers addicted. We must confront what we've been brainwashed to believe. It isn't the non-porn user who's being deprived of pleasure, but it's the porn users who are depriving themselves of asterisk health, asterisk energy, asterisk wealth, asterisk peace of mind, asterisk confidence, asterisk courage, asterisk self-respect, asterisk happiness, asterisk freedom. What do porn users receive in return for making these very considerable sacrifices? Only the illusion that they can still use porn and also possess the state of peace, tranquility, and confidence that the non-porn user has the opportunity to enjoy. Withdrawal pangs. Porn users believe they use porn for enjoyment and relaxation, but really, it's to get relief from dopamine withdrawal. Our subconscious mind begins to learn that internet porn and masturbation at certain times feels pleasurable and relieving. The more we become addicted to the superstimuli, the greater the need to relieve the discomfort of withdrawal, and the more trapped we become. This process happens so slowly that you aren't even aware of it. Young porn users don't realize they're addicted until they try to quit, and even then, they'll be in denial that they're addicted. This denial could last for years before they finally get serious about quitting.